taking out Bo Butner in the first round, driving a team car. Aaron Stanfield in the second round, driving a team car. Mason McGahey and arch rival. And then, of course, Dallas Glenn in one of the closest final rounds we've had. You were 10. He was 001. You won it by 2,000 to make it 3 in a row here at Gateway. Tremendous. Tell us about your day.
It was pretty awesome, Joe. We talked about it on Saturday, I think. But St. Louis has always been great to me. I've been coming here since I was 16 years old, driving a Super Comp dragster. Steve Torrance and I would load up our pickups and our trailers and, with our parents' permission, come up here and race. And it's always been great to me. I had a couple semifinal finishes in the Superclass racing back in the day, and over my years in pro stock, we've won here quite a bit, you know, back in 13 and 14 and 15 and 19 and 20 and 21. So it's been great to us, and I really enjoy coming to St. Louis. I don't know what it is about this racetrack that is so kind to us, but I'm grateful. And you know, my sister has this saying, it all changes in St. Louis. We have you know, we're halfway through the countdown to the championship now. We put ourselves back within striking distance of Greg, and we just got to go to work.
Questions for Erica from members of the media.
I think you just rattled off 6 years that you won here, but I think it's 5. Is that your understanding?
I'm sure I'm wrong. Oh, you can change that.
I wanted to make sure what I was looking at wasn't wrong. But at 5, you now have as many as anyone here, except Antron's won 5 times here. What is it about... Ask Steve the same thing. What is it about a track that can be conducive to a driver or team, or is it just a fluke that it happens to be?
Well, I prefer to spin it positively. I think it's magical. I think it's awesome. I think we work really hard to accomplish the things that we accomplish, and there are a number of tracks on our circuit that treat us very well, and St. Louis is one of them. Las Vegas is one of them. Bristol's one of them. Houston's one of them. So, you know, I'm glad that there's a couple of those within the countdown. So I'm not sure what it is, but it's, I give the good Lord all the glory, and I'll take the wins as they come.
When you win at a track a lot, can you have more confidence about being at that place?
Well, I mean, honestly, I didn't have a whole lot of confidence at all coming in here because of, we just feel like we're getting crushed on the racetrack right now. We're racing just a little bit differently than we have in the past, and my guys continue to dig deep at it, and it's no secret, it was pointed out a handful of times today, but the numbers speak volumes. I've struggled behind the wheel, and fortunately today we rose to the occasion collectively as a group. So I'm proud of it. I know that it's going to take a lot of work to compete for this 5th championship, but I think I have the best guys in the world to be able to do that.
You had mentioned you want to start having fun again. You mentioned that the other day.
Yeah.
What prompted that?
Again, just going back to racing a little bit differently than we have in the past. I'm known for being really good on the tree, and there have been a lot of wholesale changes with the race car. Stuff that I can't talk about, but things that make my performance on the starting line a little bit different. And I think you see, with exception to Dallas Glenn occasionally, Mason did a killer job today as well. But collectively as a class, the average is just a little bit worse than it has been in the past. And that's something that you have to work at, you know, and as a driver with, I'm responsible for 38 men and their families that work for us at Elite. And it's a big burden to carry. It's a lot of pressure. And it means so much to me. This is all that matters aside from family. I've made it my entire life. I've sacrificed a lot, you know, in personal life stuff, and it means the world. So I carry a huge load of pressure, and that was what I kind of mentioned to you the other day. Was like, I just need to get back to having fun, because I know 8 million people here, you know, that would chew their arm off to be able to have the opportunity to do what I do, and you know, a couple of those guys work for me, and the fans as well. So I just need to take a deep breath and remember how blessed I am to have the opportunity to even do this in the beginning. So I'm thankful for it, and I'm going to continue to have fun doing it.
You were 10 in the final. Dallas is 001. If you're 13, you lose, and that's rising to the occasion right there. Just walk us through that final round, because it's, you know, one of the greats.
So after I beat my teammate Aaron Stanfield in the second round, we knew that was going to be a huge round. We ran 2-pair in front of Greg Anderson and Mason, and when Mason turned that wind light on against Greg, my guys on the golf cart had a little bit of a celebration on the way back to the pit. But we knew at that point this was our time to capitalize on his early exit, which doesn't happen often. So, yeah, I mean, going into the final round, Dallas was is KB, right? We're elite. It's the two juggernauts of pro stock, and we know exactly what they're capable of, just as they know what we're capable of. And they had all hands on deck over there trying to make Dallas win in the finals so that, you know, Greg could keep that points lead. And we knew the work that we had cut out for us, and I knew that my race car was going to be there. My guys have never lacked confidence. We've just been trying to get better progressively week in and week out, but I knew the weight was on my shoulders, and I had to carry the banner for us. And before I left the crew chief lounge to head up to the finals, they said, hey, if you're 10 or better, we can't lose. And I said, hey, no big deal, just 10 or better. And for those of you that haven't ever driven, it's extremely challenging. It's hard. It's very easy to be critical when you're sitting in the grandstands or standing behind taking pictures. And it's a true challenge to drive one of these cars. And, you know, I love it. And those are the pressure-packed situations that I thrive on, that my guys thrive on. And today we were just able to get it done together.
One final question for fans of Pro Stock. This is Clash of Titans coming down to it. You and Greg have separated yourselves a little bit from the field now and kind of staring down each other. You mentioned Elite. You're the flagship. He's the flagship for KB. This is like golden era Pro Stock stuff right now. History. Whoever wins the championship will have earned their fifth before the other. That's just amazing stuff. Speak about that, you know, that championship battle that we're about to witness. Not that others are not involved, but let's face it, you two are the favorites.
Correct. And we talked about this from the beginning of the season, that we hoped that it would come down to the two of us. And I think it is so exciting for our class that we have so much fresh blood out here. These young kids that are coming out and being able to compete at the top of their game. They didn't have to come in and drive cars that didn't qualify or go around and scrounge up sponsorship money to be able to make it to the next race. It's as young as it's ever been. It's as affordable as it's ever been. And that's something that Greg Anderson, Jason Line, all the guys at KB worked hand in hand with Richard Freeman and my guys to make this class affordable to run. So I think it speaks volumes for how much we believe in our class and how much we love it and how much passion we have for it. But it's going to be a dogfight. I'm definitely up for the challenge. I know Greg is too. And as a kid growing up, Pro Stock was always my favorite thing to watch. I loved, you know, the in-car cameras with the drivers shifting, and I love that the weight of the world is on their shoulders with having to leave with a clutch and hit your shift points as precisely as possible. And you know, it's a huge deal. It's a dream come true for me. So I watched, you know, Alan Johnson and Jed Coughlin and Bob Glidden and Greg Anderson and Jason Line and all the people that were before me. So before I even got in the cockpit of this race car, I was a fan of theirs, a fan of our class. And it just kind of comes full circle to be able to even be on the same stage as those guys. It means a lot to me. So we're going to do our best to continue to have a great season. But either way, what a blessed life we get to live.
Erica, congratulations. You're winning.